Welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome to Suman.
Hello. Thank you so much for, you know, calling me here for Auroville Radio.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here in the Auroville Film Festival and in Auroville Radio for this interview. So, dear judge of our jury.
Yes.
What brings you here? Why are you here? How's your experience so far?
Yeah, Nadia, Auroville is not new for me, actually. I have been visiting to Auroville for many years. And my godfather, his name is Agni Sridhar, he introduced me to Auroville. What is the Auroville? What is the Sri Aurobindo? And what is the Sri Mata? So I am there is a, you know, beautiful thing was I am a Pondicherian for last 3 years. And it is all because of the influences of Sri Aurobindo and the Mata. It is their teachings that has brought me here.
How wonderful. I didn't know you were here in Pondi and you were interested in our philosophy and spirituality. That's really awesome, really beautiful. So can you tell us a bit about your background in filmmaking and your interest in it? Also, if you have any personal ongoing projects.
I am coming from Karnataka. So my native was called Kitturu. My name is Suman Kitturu. Full name is Suman Kitturu. Kitturu was Mysore district, a small village. So I right now I directed 5 movies. It's called my career. I started as a journalist. 8 to 10 years I was a journalist. Then after that I write the so many books actually, and so many articles about film fraternities and a lot of, you know, other things also technically. And so I written a lot of articles about that. And this is once I get the chance to become film maker, then I never, you know, stopped. Actually, I took it immediately. So then I become filmmaker. So I basically don't have any, you know, school or colleges, you know, institute kind of education for that filmmaking. But in my knowledge, what I did in, you know, 8 years, what is my experience about, you know, film journalism, then I taught so many things, actually. Even that university is not going to be teachers. Those are all things I learned from that one. So I become a filmmaker. Then my first movie, Adinagalu, in Kannada, those days. Mm-hmm. It was based on Mr. Agni Sridhar, what I have told, you know, my godfather, based on his story. And that I associate with that movie. And I started my career to write lyrics for Mr. Ilayaraja. So how I started my career. Then after that, Slumbala, this my independent movie. Then immediately after 1 year, I did Kallarasante. Kallarasante means Thieves Mela. So it was a satire movie, about a political satire movie. And the situation, what happened in the political, this one. So I took it as a some other way. Because a lot of people are talking those days, you know, women can't understand politics and all that. So I took it as a challenge. No. We also know that politics. That's in a satire way. Then I direct the movie, that it was a, you know, very well made movie till now. And after that, Edegarike. Edegarike means The Guts. It's a name called The Guts. It was cult classic in Karnataka. The people calling me right now also, it's a cult classic movie in Kannada till now. So that was a very good experience. And that movie took me a lot of, you know, film festivals and outside the India. And it gave me name, fame and everything. So after that, my previous movie was called Kiragurina Kayaligal. It was Rowdy Woman in Kiraguru. It was based on a very well-known writer. And this movie particularly talking about women issues, village issues, actually. So if I'm going to, you were, you know, watching a lot of the, you know, problems in a village, actually, in the Auroville, and what, you know, see, there is a only language and color is change. The village and women problem everywhere is the same.
It's always the same.
Yeah.
All around the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So that movie is talking about, you know, these are all problems. There is, you know, lot of issues, actually, sensitive issues, and they blame only women. What all happened? And finally, if they don't get any children also, then they blame first woman. So they're not talking about men, actually.
There's always something wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah. So those are all things that movie is talking about. These are also so very sensitive issues. That also very hit in Karnataka. But after that, I came and moved on to Bangalore to here, Aravill, near Aravill and Pondicherry. And right now I'm working for Sri Aurobindo Society as a media head. And yeah, I have a lot of, ideas to do, because this Aurovill is like anything. So it's an inspiration, actually, to do a lot of things. So in the essence of that one, I really don't know what I'm going to make, but I'm writing a script now. When it is going to be on the floor, I really don't know.
Deeply interesting. Journalism, filmmaking, women empowerment, spirituality. You have a lot to tell.
Exactly.
I would love to know now from you, how does it feel to be part of Aurobindo Film Festival jury? Which challenges and which enrichments are you living as a judge of the Aurobindo Film Festival?
One of my friends, she's Aurovillian, but right now she's in Germany, Marianne. Marianne introduced me every nook and corner about Aurovill. Before that, I visiting. But I really, all the nook and corner, I really don't know. Then Marianne introduced me, what is Aurovill, why, and how mother started this one, everything. I was shocked, actually. So vision. So under the one roof, there are a lot of colors, lot of, languages, lot of people can, stay under the one roof. It's a, fantastic idea. So I was always there, thinking about how mother vision is, how she took it as a, these are all, ideas and all that. So she introduced me, Marianne. That's at the same time, when I am, happening, that time the Marianne introduced me, Marco and Krishna, who is, Aurovill Film Festival, main
founders.
Then suddenly Marco and Krishna said, no, you're here, a filmmaker. Why don't you come here? Then I said, okay, I will come and, whatever I know, I can exchange the things. Then suddenly one day they called me, no, you should be becoming a judge. Then I said, okay, for Aurovill thing, I'm not saying no, yes. So like that, I introduced myself to Aurovill Film Festival. So Nadia, I have been a jury to many film festivals, this is one that Aurovill is very close to my heart, because the concept behind this film is human unity. So that attracts me a lot, actually, and which is the dire need of the society at this point in this time, actually.
Completely.
Yeah. So this, always, I was thinking about human unity. That's so wonderful, concept and thing. So now I am, how they are going to do only this concept and all that. Then I come here, then I saw it was absolutely fantastic. There is no words to say about that.
So is there anything you would suggest for the next edition of Aurobindo Film Festival? Anything that, in your opinion, could be improved, enhanced, or implemented in a way or another? Speaking from your experience and from what you see and what you're experiencing
right
now.
See, I'm remembering the mother's words, actually. Because we also did a children film festival for Sri Aurobindo Society. It was fantastically went off last November. And that time, I'm searching, actually, what Sri Aurobindo talking about, media and this one, and mother. So when I get that words, it's a beautiful words, actually. Auro films, I think mother wants to start the Auro films or something. So she, mentioned Auro films at the service of beauty and truth. So this I saw here in Aurovill Film Festival. And this one is, there's everything is perfect. Only one thing was, this is a very beautiful concept, human unity. We are talking, it should be, at least reach other people also, more than Aurovillian. So other people also, because the humanity needs this one.
So you would suggest to reach out?
Reach out also.
Yeah.
So it should be reach out also, because see, I'm Indian. I'm, very near to Aurovill or something. I really don't know this kind of, festival is happening. But this is where, you know, only a circle is happening.
Yeah.
So at that, I really don't know what is the rules and regulation. But my intention was, there is a lot of, you know, hand-picked cinemas there. And so beautiful cinema, so encouraging. And so, you know, there is a humanity, there is a beauty, there is a grace, and there is a peace. See, we can learn, actually. Even common people also learn. See, it was a divine feeling for me. Films is playing on increasingly important role in all aspects of our lives. I think you are going to agree.
Definitely.
Yeah, it has a great power, outreach, and impact in molding public and attitudes. It can help and enhance even this power, and medium is used positively by communities for self-improvement and social change. So, and that way, Auroville Film Festival is bringing deeper values, what I believe, actually. It should be, spread out also.
Yes.
It should be spread out also.
So communicate more outside and invite more people from outside.
Yeah. That is
open.
The one thing I
That's a beautiful
noticed.
Suggestion, and was already suggested by another judge.
Yeah.
Anshal.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear the same things. It means that
yeah.
it should
and
be really
second,
done.
Yeah. Second one is, we are judging actually three category, that cinema made by Aurelian, cinema made by outside there about Auroville, and the student section is there. Very beautiful thing what happened. The student, you know, movies, it was wonderful, actually. I can't even imagine the student have that kind of, you know, seats in their head, and they communicated with the visual. So it was wonderful things, what I'm thinking. So we should be, there is, even we means, yeah, all. We are going to watching all the movies, no? There is very different way they are thinking, actually. They need whoever knows the cinema or media to help them. That should be, it comes to the, you know, front. It will very nice, actually, for, you know, here, lot of, you know, filmmakers is there, and, you know, musicians is there, anybody is there. Right? So, and that student, we should be notice those are all things, and we can guide them. Next, they can, you know, improve the things and all that. That time. So a lot of, you know, workshop happened to, I know the lot of workshop happening outside because of this one. But, you know, yeah. when it comes to the, you know, student film category, so that I need. For example, I saw one thing. It was beautiful thing. They are, you know, one shot, but beautiful theme is there. They're, you know, they're fighting each other. One is coming, and then they two are become friends. The third one is become victim. Okay. So this kind of topics and this kind of seeds and this kind of content, where they come, where it comes, why? And we should be think and talk with that, you know, students and all that.
Okay. So encouraging more
student
sharings and workshops and spaces for students. That's also very beautiful to suggest.
When we're going to watch their movie, if somebody knows, you know, about cinema and this one, so we can sit with them. How it going to be correct? Lot of movies I saw. There's a lot of movies I watched, actually. Very beautiful movies, very beautiful content. And that age, how they did it, I really wonder, actually. And that age, even if you going to ask me, and that age, I really don't know that thing. But it's so beautifully they made it, actually. So we should be encourage them in such a way. We should be find out that one also. So
beautiful suggestion. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sharia. Thank you.
It was really a pleasure having you here. Enjoy the film festival.
Thank you.